call the work session, regular work session, I guess, to order. And we'll reestablish quorum.
Connie Greaves, present.
Don Greider, present.
Craig Heaton, present.
And so we have a quorum. Mayor Scott, absent by prearrangement. Are there any added agenda items?
Staff doesn't have any.
Cool.
Are you present?
I hope so. Public comments? Any public comments? Okay. Next on the agenda is the update from Anderson Perry on our water and wastewater improvement.
Alrighty.
Thanks, folks. Eric, you wanna come up?
Yeah, drag one of those chairs up there.
There you go.
Likes to be here alone. Everybody, this is Eric Smith. He's a senior engineer with us in our Redmond office. Our plan is to have him manage and spearhead the water portion of the project. So, with me here tonight. Thank you all for having us. As a staunch supporter of the timber industry, I've brought a whole pile of papers to hand out, so. Wanted to just touch base with you, get in front of you again, and keep you updated on how the projects are going. So I've given a handout here. How about this, I'll trade you. Keep one. So don't forget.
When was that last open house date we had? That was only like a month ago, wasn't it? Late May.
Yeah.
30th?
Yeah, so I had another open house. Thought it was good turnout. Had folks showing up, I think mostly in support. So I think we had a good message there. I think it was a good open house. Things are moving along well, and again, just wanted to touch base and let everybody know where we're at. I'll walk through this handout, but feel free to hop in if you have any questions or anything like that. So, real quick, project status and update. So the wastewater system improvements project. Again, just as a quick refresher, we're talking about a new storage lagoon, pump station improvements, disposal area, septic receiving station, and that project is what we're calling the wastewater system improvements. And then there's the collection system improvements that are extending service into Cagle and Glenwood Acres. And so currently, we're completing the design efforts on the wastewater system improvements portion of the project, utilizing CDBG funds. So at this point, it's really just getting down in the weeds of a design effort. The aerial survey and imagery have been completed, so the entire city was flown for LIDAR and imagery. That's been done and delivered to us, so our survey department is going through that now for a quality control check. And then the septic receiving station that Jake's excited to get is currently in design phase, draft design phase. So.
Can I interrupt you for just
Absolutely.
A second? We have extra, can we give them to the
Sure. Betcha.
It's a little hard to follow along.
Problem. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So that's where the wastewater's at. Pretty straightforward. We're pretty well buckling down and getting right to it. As far as the water system improvements project, again, in summary, the plan showed a new well, pump station, water storage reservoir, and then similar to the wastewater, we're extending distribution system improvements out into Cagle and Glenwood, and currently working on land acquisition. If you remember from our schedule, we had a year allocated during the wastewater design phase to acquire land for those improvements. So let's talk a little bit about that. Dive into water some. Wastewater, again, we're chugging through the design, but water's at a preliminary phase, and I think it's a good time to touch base on where we're at. And
real quick, Brandon, are you circling back around on kind of wastewater design timing? You know, like the CDBG component and all that?
Let's do that first while we're here.
Okay.
So
just real quick.
Yeah. That's a good point to bring up. So as far as timing into the schedule, CDBG has a requirement that those funds be expended by March 2019. So we will be completed with design documents for the wastewater by March of 2019.
That's $1.2 million to pay for that and complete it. Mm-hmm. So Anderson Perry, they're a big, capable, competent firm, but in regards to priorities and timing and funding, the wastewater piece with the CDBG money is priority number one.
Yeah.
There is no time to spare on that.
Right. Okay. Yeah, exactly.
I'm assuming that allows for change orders when it goes out of construction.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
And all of that.
Yep. At that point, come March 16th, 5 p.m., 2019, we'll have a design package. You know, at that point is when we're going out to bid. And so, yeah, from that point on, CDBG will be closed, that grant will be done, and then typical construction process, change orders, things like that. So by that date, we just need to have our design effort completed. So, so that's kind of where that's headed. Now, as far as water and how that plays in, again, our original intent was to spend that year of wastewater design while simultaneously acquiring land for water system improvements. So the proposed water system improvements that I mentioned, the new well, pump station, reservoir, that was all proposed to be located on the Forest Service, on U.S. Forest Service property. And we can talk a little bit about why here in just a second. And so again, 1 year to do that. We've worked with the Forest Service in the past. They're not easy to work with, especially when you're talking about acquiring land. It appears and seems like that hurdle has gotten even higher. The first step is to turn in what they call an SF-299 application, which essentially just says we're a city, we've got a project, we want to borrow some land, dear Forest Service. The initial application and discussions with them, they indicated that it would take substantially longer than 1 year to acquire that land. Not only would it take more than a year, but we've done a lot of environmental work for these other funding applications, one of which is for the United States Department of Agriculture Rural Development, a sister agency. The Forest Service won't accept that environmental work. So we would have to go back and completely redo an environmental analysis per their forest regulations, which would be easily tens of thousands of dollars to complete that. So that is looking like it may be more of a challenge than maybe anticipated. And it seems like they're getting to be more and more difficult to acquire land from.
And sorry, just to
no, go ahead.
Real quick. So the original high level master plan mm-hmm. review,
yep.
all it really kind of did was threw a dart and said, hey, you know, we've got wells right here that come in and serve the city. We've got one 18-inch transmission
16.
Line, 16-inch. We need redundancy. We need more better flows up in the north end. So let's throw a dart and put a well right here on Forest Service land and serve the north end of the city.
Doing the same thing, basically.
Yeah.
Yep.
But there wasn't any deep exploration into this or that, or how deep's the groundwater, what's the water quality,
right.
you know, yada, yada, yada.
Right.
So
yeah.
that's where we were at.
It was a well-thrown dart?
A well-thrown dart.
But it was a dart all the same. Yep.
I respect that. I just wanted
the guy that's really good at darts, yeah. yeah.
yeah. That's fair.
Most of it was based upon elevation.
Right, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Let's talk about it, though. Let's back up, and just for everybody's sake, because this is going to be a bit of a decision to make, and so let's go back a little ways to how we got here. So if you look at the city of Lapine, it's essentially, I'll call it long and skinny, right? And so you're serving water to the entire grid from one end. And so this figure that's going around now, this figure 5.3, this is from our water system study update. This is available system fire flows in your current system. And so you can see that on the south end of Lapine, you've got pretty good flows, 1,500, 2,000 gallons a minute, a lot of pink. Once we add Cago and Glenwood acres, that area up there, 1,000 to 1,500 gallons a minute, is getting to be pretty limited. It's pretty close for residential flows, but any of this commercial area is low. So that was one of the first issues. And like Corey mentioned, our proposed improvements of a new storage reservoir.
Thanks, Chip.
And again, let me back up there. The intent here is hydraulically to serve the system from both sides. So you now have water coming from both ends of town. You see from this figure a whole lot of blue. And so that, in essence, was one of the first drivers of the improvements is we need to feed town from both ends. So let's put a reservoir on the north end of town. In order to serve that reservoir and not have water quality issues, we need a well next to it. So at that point, you end up with a well, pump station, a reservoir, a transmission line north of town. Now, there was a facilities plan done in, I think, 2010 that indicated that a second reservoir could be located adjacent to the existing. The reason we looked to the north end, as Corey alluded to, was redundancy. So there is something to be said for having a separate location for your facilities. A bit of redundancy. In case something happens to one, you can operate the other. At this point, it's coming down to what exactly is that redundancy worth, but that was at the time the intent. So, like Eric mentioned, you have an existing reservoir at elevation X. In order to have a second reservoir that, you know, a water elevation has to be the same. And so the dart wound up at that elevation. As far as where exactly it landed in the world was pretty high level, but our goal was to get it out there to where we had the same elevation. And that's what provided this figure 5.4 and those fire flows. Now, keep walking down memory lane here. Let's talk a little bit about the design criteria and how we sized.
You don't want to be vain of this.
Size these improvements. You got a big elk hunt coming up? You got to get in shape, right? So this is a summary of the design criteria that was in the water system update. And this essentially walks through three phases in time and has different design criteria for supply and storage. So the far left column is the year 2015. And then we took the system and we added Cagle and Glenwood Acres. And then the third column is we took that population and we grew it by 2.2% per year growth for 20 years, 20-year plan. So I'm gonna skip over a couple of these and a couple of the nuances here, but if you look at the estimated supply flow required, I've highlighted that number. So if we go out tomorrow and add Cagle and Glenwood, and then we grow for 2.2% for another, whatever's left, 17 years, you would need 1,673 gallons per minute to serve everybody that's here, in essence, is our design criteria. And so currently, you have 1,200 gallons per minute available is what we assumed in the plan. So just keep that in mind. Now down at the bottom, if you look at these storage components, again, I won't go through each one, but equalization, operating, fire reserve, and emergency reserve, essentially the components of the storage that we recommend for designing the new system, you get up close to 1.6 million. You currently have the 1.2 million gallon reservoir. So again, as far as overarching project purpose, you have low fire flows. Okay, we need a reservoir. We put that reservoir to north to flow from both ends. You need more supply. Okay, we add a well to feed that reservoir, supply, storage, fire flows. So that's how we got here. Okay, that'll all clear as mud?
Uh-huh.
Okay. So, not to backtrack too far. Again, circling back to our potential Forest Service concerns, the original, or a plan that was done in the past, and the piece of property that was purchased where the 1.2 million gallon reservoir sits now, there was intentions of putting a reservoir there. Again, at the time, we thought it would be prudent